Mayor Joey Spenenberg joins us this morning for a regular city council meeting set for tonight. This is the last meeting of the month, so that means there is a half hour that's actually dedicated to public comment. Doesn't mean it's all going to be filled up. There may be a few people who comment, and then you have to kind of just wait till 7, right?
Right. Yep. That's just dedicated time, 30 minutes, 6:30 to 7. Members of the public can speak up to 5 minutes on any item that's not on the agenda. So,
Along with that, that doesn't necessarily mean city council members are going to respond back to you, because they probably aren't.
No, we can't. Yeah. Yep. So it's just... we're there. We listen, but we can't take action or answer questions back.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Public hearings. There's a public hearing on the agenda regarding community development block grant project number 10ED009, or the business park as we know it. Second hearing.
So this is a required hearing for this grant. It was in the amount of $982,892, and it's in regards to the business park. And so it's just a requirement we have to have to just complete this grant process. So
there are 15 items on the consent agenda. Item number 6 is the mayoral reappointment to Building Code Advisory and Appeals Board, Citizen Advisory Review Committee, and the Park and Rec Board. So is that mainly just to reappoint the same people?
Yes. Yes. So we'll be reappointing Phil Bang to the Building Code and Advisory and Appeals Board. That board, you know, meets when called upon, maybe once or twice a year. The Citizen Advisory Review Committee, Sandy Proskovec and Tim Schultz, reappointment there. And then Aaron Payton and Diane Hillis to the Parks and Recreation Board.
Item number 8 on that agenda is a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the second amendment to the administrative services agreement with Blue Cross and Blue Shield for the 2021-22 plan year.
This just extends our agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield for administrative services for our medical and dental plans within the city.
Okay. Item number 9, we had one of these confirming of appointments on the police side. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to the fire side. Motion to or confirm appointment of Nick Morris and Zachary Klein as fire captains per your recommendation.
So yeah, tonight I am excited to bring forward our two new captain appointments within the fire department, Nick Morris and Zach Klein. I'll be presenting them before council, and they also went through the Civil Service Commission. And so, we have the openings as fire captains. So I'm excited for both of these appointments.
Yeah. Item 10 is a resolution 2022-005 authorizing the mayor to sign a 2-month extension of the current Forever Homes animal contract, control contract.
Yep. So we use Forever Homes for animal sheltering services. And so right now, this would be coming up on a year that we've been using Forever Homes. We just need a 2-month extension right now as we kind of work out the next year with their contract. And so this is just extending another 2 months, so we can work out the full contract in the future.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to ask, why aren't we just doing a year? But no,
that answers honestly, it. Honestly, it kind of came up pretty quickly. We're like, oh, wow.
You know, did.
Here they, it's been a year, so this just gives us some time to be able to talk through how things went and how we can improve on the services in the future. So.
Good deal. Item 11 is resolution 2022-006, authorizing the mayor to sign the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program Siren Project Application, funds commitment letter, and a designated authorized agent document.
So, yep, we've been working on, this is Angie Olson, our grant coordinator, has been working on this specific grant, the Siren Project. And so we're also going through safer grants within the fire department as well. And this is just authorizing the mayor to sign the appropriate documentation for this specific grant.
Item 14 is resolution 2022-013, authorizing the mayor to sign a prepaid gas supply contract with MMGA.
Yep. So this is the Department of Utilities with the approval of the UIB board are entering into, this is a prepay gas agreement. So we will get a discount if we prepay for gas. So this is a good thing for, you know, ratepayers within the city. Will save 27 cents per MMBTU for the first 5 to 6 years. That's approximately $50,000 per year in natural gas costs. So it's good to prepay and kind of lock in our pricing.
Looks like we have about 7 items on new business. Item 16 is a resolution 2022-009 authorizing SPP point-to-point transmission service from Cottonwood to Fremont Load.
So this is a utility item. We submitted a request for the Southwest Power Pool to study the possibility of securing a 20 megawatt point-to-point transmission reservation with Cottonwood to Fremont. There's a lot of advantages to securing this, importing energy during low-cost periods. Also, that it offsets transmission purchases and potential penalties during outages. So this securing this point-to-point transmission gives us a lot of flexibility as a utility and definitely saves money in the long run. So having that extra 20 megawatt capacity is good.
Yeah, you just made me think of the transmission line down Luther Road. It looked like they were making some progress putting that up.
Yes. We sent out that was on Facebook. The city of Fremont's been working on that because we had the storms that were this spring. And it's whenever we have storms, I tell you, our guys get out there and do a great job.
They do. Item 17, resolution 2022-010 approves the 2022 FAA Airport Capital Improvement Plan, Fremont, DeBry, Dodge County, Nebraska.
So yes, we are required to have a capital improvement plan for the airport from the Department of Aeronautics. It's state law. So this is just putting this before council. This has gone through the Airport Advisory Board, and now it's for council for consideration. It doesn't appropriate any funds. It's just kind of outlining the future projects for the airport.
Okay. Item 18, Kane Memorial Library. Annual report will be given, and I imagine Laura England Biggs will be there.
Yes, she will. And exciting news, we've really had a great year considering going through COVID. A lot of things were up compared to years before. Mm-hmm. It's amazing some of the numbers. We've had 45,000 annual visitors to the library, and we have 8,757 cardholders. So what I was really impressed with was the amount of Wi-Fi visits, over 23,000. The unique Wi-Fi visits to our library. And so when you look at the usage, it's amazing. Our library provides such a good service to our community. And again, they're going through the renovation as well. So mm-hmm. be great to hear from Laura, our library director, as she gives our annual report tonight.
Item 19, Resolution 2022-11, approves the proposed Keno grant guidelines, application, and the scoring matrix.
So we recently went through a Keno granting process, and I had asked Angie Olson, our grant coordinator, to kind of look at kind of our process. Keno funds are used for community betterment. And so really the good thing over the last two times that we've went through this process, we had more applications than we had money to be able to give out, which was normally it was the opposite. We had more money than we had applications. So I asked her just to revise it so we would be able to maybe give more money to more of the folks that are applying, be able to spread that out. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what this is doing. It's the award cap revised from 10,000 to 5,000. And so that just, again, allows us to be able to help more organizations. So.
Item 20, Resolution 2022-12, is approving a local option economic development loan for Wheelhouse Solutions, doing business as My Central Supply, authorizing staff to negotiate a loan agreement and authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the appropriate loan transactions.
Yeah, so this is definitely a good thing. We have a business that's moving from Scotts Bluff here to Fremont. It's My Central Supply. It's Amy and Justin Brown. So they're moving here. They're committed to starting their business here, and they plan to build a facility. They'll offer 60,000 products, including janitorial supplies, chemicals, equipment, food service products, office furniture, all kinds of things. So they're committed to creating or retaining 4 full-time jobs for a period of 5 years and creating 8 new full-time jobs. And so this went through both of our LB 840 committees, and they're recommending a $200,000 grant to MCS. So
yeah,
council will be considering that tonight.
Item 21 is Ordinance 5604 to consider lowering the food and beverage tax from 1.25% to 1%. This will be the first reading. What are you doing lowering taxes? Come on.
Hey, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is really, really neat in the fact that we passed an ordinance back in August of 2015 that imposed the food and beverage tax. At that point, it was 1.75%. And so the department, Nebraska Department of Revenue, has a max of $700,000 is what you're able to collect.
Okay.
And so what has happened is that folks have been eating out in Fremont. It's been a good thing. And we've been hitting our lid, and to the point where over time, we now need to drop it to 1%. So it was at 1.25 and now it's 1%. So over from 2015 to now, it's, that's just showing you the growth that we've seen in our sales tax revenues and those folks. And thank you for shopping local and eating out here in Fremont.
Yeah, that does. It makes a big difference.
And it's good to see that decrease.
So. Yeah. Item 22 is Resolution 2022-14, authorizes the mayor to sign a Port Authority interlocal agreement.
Yes, so I've talked about this item here yesterday on the radio, and hopefully folks have seen. We will be considering an interlocal agreement to establish an inland port authority, and this would be for Dodge County. And so area designated as east part of town, and so this is a great economic development tool to be able to attract industrial, logistics, warehousing type businesses. There's also, there'll only be up to 5 of these port authorities throughout Nebraska. And so we are, as far as I know, one of the first to be able to start moving this process. It has to go to the state for consideration. And so that interlocal tonight will be before council. And if council votes in approval, it will go to the Dodge County Board tomorrow. And that kind of gets the ball rolling to begin. And then it goes to the state, hopefully this spring. And then if they designate us as one, then there's a board that is appointed, and then they're able to really start looking at feasibility and building out the Inland Port Authority. So pretty exciting for Fremont.
A big, big deal. Yes. For Fremont. That is that could be a huge, huge impact in the next 10 years.
Absolutely. So, and that's what it is. This is a long-term, 10-year, 20-year type of project. So
yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Again, that meeting tonight is 7 o'clock. Public comment begins at 6:30, 400 East Military. You can be there in person or you can be there via Zoom.